We go to item 18.
Okay. Enforcement report. All right.
Item 18 is our written report. Again, as usual, our enforcement report. And let me turn to that. So in the blue sheet portion, there's a list of notices of violation that we sent out. And under the heading Ag Order Enforcement, I'm pretty sure I mentioned these to you just orally at the last meeting, as it was pretty fresh news at that time, but this provides you a summary of the follow-up for those who have not completed their obligations under the existing ag order. And then we have our table attached with the violations out of the discharger database, and we're ready for any questions.
Yeah, I was reading Mr. Briggs here, the ag order enforcement portion of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I could ask a question on page 2. Seems like we have 22 notices of violation to enrollees that fail to submit monitoring reports. Some of these go back to 2007. Are these operations that just totally ignored staff's attempts to communicate or to find out what was going on?
Yeah. Right. Harvey Packard, Enforcement Coordinator. This is a special group of dischargers in that these 22, when they enrolled in the ag order, specified that they want to do individual monitoring. So almost everybody else enrolled in the cooperative monitoring program. These 22 decide they want to do it on their own. And have also failed to submit their monitoring reports as required by the current order. I believe this NOV was the first official notice to them that they had failed to comply with the monitoring requirements. And we've gotten a lot of different kinds of responses back. Most of them, or a lot of them anyway, have said, well, I didn't realize I'd signed up for individual monitoring. I meant to do the cooperative monitoring. So it's a lot of things like that. Most of them that we've heard back from said, I had no idea I was supposed to be doing this stuff. So we're working, ag staff's working with the 22 individuals, trying to get as much data or any data that they did collect and trying to get them into compliance and make sure that they're either signed up for the cooperative monitoring or understand exactly what those monitoring requirements are.
See, but that permit goes back, that's the 2004 permit, right?
Correct.
And so it was 2007 the first time they would have had to have reported anything?
Well, the cooperative monitoring program didn't get started
right
away. It took a while to get set up and then to get operational.
And there may have been some, I don't remember what the first date was in the 2004 order. It wasn't 2004. It was sometime after that.
So it took staff, a few years to catch up with this. So something the board has talked about is how we're going to manage a few thousand when this was, an opportunity maybe to catch some of these early on to get them on board.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's where the electronic database will be a great assistance in being able to track those things.
Okay. Yeah. So these were not on any kind of system to give you guys a tickler on your calendars or anything like that?
I'm not sure how we tracked them exactly. They definitely were not the highest priority enforcement cases that we had. There were a lot of non-filers, non-fee payers, and then there's this smaller group of 22 that had checked individual monitoring but hadn't submitted their monitoring reports.
Okay, but they weren't doing any monitoring.
Most of them weren't.
Yeah. Okay. You know, my only concern is just the passage of time, and every year is more penalties the staff is going to attempt to get, you know, from them. I just hope with the new ag order, once it gets adopted, that you guys use your system more timely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is no guarantee that these 22 will be, that start enforcement staff will propose more enforcement than the NOV either. Just want to point that out.
Right.
It potentially could, but not necessarily.
Okay.
And the where it stands right now is that what we've asked them to do is pay their fees and a minor.
No, this is a different group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the 183 that is discussed in the previous paragraph
right.
is a different process.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So you'll keep us up to date on this mm-hmm. in future enforcement reports?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other board questions or comments? Okay. Mr. Briggs?
Item 19.